Gemara and Daf Zayin Amud Beis teaches us that the Mishnah says Lor Haner, and the Gemara asks Menani Mili, from where do we know that Bedikas Chametz has to be made strictly Lor Haner? Om Rav Chizdo Lamadnu Metziyim 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 Mechipus 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 Vneiros Vneiros Mimer, and the Gemara lists through a number of psukim. It says regarding Pesach, Shivas Yomim, Sa'ar Lai Matzvah B'teichem, V'ksiv Hosom, when the people of Yosef put the cup, Yosef's cup, in Binyamin's sack, V'chapis B'god L'heichel, B'kotten Kilo, V'yimotzei, U'metziyah M'chipus today, and there the Torah says both the word Metzia and Chippus, and then Chippus B'Neiris, the Ksiv, Beisahi Echapis Es Yerushalayim B'Neiris, B'Neiris B'Neir, the Ksiv Ner Hashem, Nishmas Adam Choyfeis Kol Chadrei Batin. Then the Gemara continues on the bottom of the Amid, teaching us Tanur Rabbanan, Ein Baitkin Loi La'ar Chama, V'Loar La'ar Havana. Bedikas chametz may not be conducted to sunlight, to moonlight, v'lo laravuka, not to a torch, ela or haner bavad, only to candlelight. Mipnei she or haner yofel bedika, the or haner is what's best. V'api shein ray ledover zeich ledover, shenema shivas yomim soloi motzv v'teichem. And the Gemara continues with the Pesukim that we just read. And the Gemara says, going down a couple of lines, Vavuka loy, is Avuka not a good light for Bedikas Chametz? Ask the Gemara, Vamar Rava, Maidiksiv, Vinoigi Ka'oratiya. The light that will be for tzaddikim, lost lovoi, kenayim miyodeloi, will the face of the tzaddikim will shine from the light of Hashem, v'sham, and by Hakadosh Baruch Hu kav yochel chevyon ozoi, there is strong light, and explains Rava, lema tzaddikim doimim b'fnei l'shchina, how are the tzaddikim compared to the shchina, kener b'fnei uvuka. Like a candle compared to a torch. Vamar Rava, Avukal Avdola Mitzvah Amufcha. When we make Avdola Matzoi Shabbos, we should specifically use an Avuka. So therefore ask the Gemara, why for Bedikas Chametz do we not use an Avuka? And the Gemara gives a number of reasons. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Zeh Yochel Achnis L'Churin L'Sadokim, a candle could be put into all nooks and crannies. Does that any yochel achnis l'churin l'stakim? An avuka cannot be. Rezvid ama zer oire l'funov. By a candle, the light is in front of you. V'zeh oire l'churov. An avuka, the or is behind you, so you don't get such a good view of what you are inspecting. A papa ma hai boss. When you have a torch, so you're scared that chas v'sham you could cause a fire in the home. When you only have a candle, loy bos. Ravina mahay moshech noira, a candle has a nice, smooth, clear light. V'hay mektiv ktufi, the light of a torch jumps around. And therefore, the halacha is that we use an or haner v'loy l'or havuka. It's interesting to point out that the Chabina Rav says that, as we quoted the Gemara at the beginning of the Shir, that one of the ways we know that we're supposed to use an Or Haner is because we learned from the Pasuk of by Yosef. And what happened by Yosef? Yosef's people specifically put this Yosef's cup into the knapsack of Binyamin, and then they went searching and found it. Says the Shabina Rav that the minig, that we put out pieces of bread and then go look for those pieces of bread, if we're learning the halachas of Bedikas Chametz from what happened by Yosef and Binyamin, where something was first put into the sack in order that it should be found. Similarly, says the Shmina Rav, that is the basis for our minig, that we put out the pieces of bread and then go search for those pieces of bread as the cup was put and then it went to be searched for. But then I saw that the Paiskim actually take this one step further. In most homes, the minig is that it's not the person who's actually going to do the Bedikas Chametz who puts out the pieces of bread. Rather, it's someone else who puts out the pieces of bread, and then the Chametz is searched for. But what do we find over here? That it was actually Yosef's people who put the cup in the bag of Binyamin, and they were the very same individuals who went searching for that cup. So therefore we see that it could be the same individual who puts out the bread and then does the Bedikas Chametz. And in fact, I saw that the Sefer, Daf al Adaf, quotes Rabbi Zriel Orbach Shlita, who says that his father-in-law, Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal, would be the one to put out the bread for the Bedikas Chametz. In fact, if, as we've discussed in our shiurim, Bedikas Chametz is really just the beginning of the process of Bir Chametz, so if we're saying that putting out the pieces of bread, and I saw the Svara from, he quotes the Svara from Rav Scheinberg Zatzal, if putting out the pieces of bread is part of the Bedikas Chametz and Bir Chametz, so just like It should be, in fact, the person who's doing the bedika and the person who's doing the beer should also be the person that puts out the pieces of bread. And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tov Lamed Gimel, Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch indeed teaches us, Ein Boitkim L'Ar HaAvuka, we don't do bedikas chametz to the light of an avuka, El Or Haner, we should use candlelight. Furthermore, says the Shulchan Aruch, V'loi B'ner Shel Chelev, V'loi Shel Shumen, not candles made out of wax or oil, V'loi Shel Fat or Shel Shemen or oil, El B'ner Shel Shava, V'hu Yechidi, Av Shnei Neris B'yachad, if you have two candles together, Afilu Kluim, even if they're put together, they're woven together, Dinam Kavuka are considered like an Avuka. So, first let's understand what is the definition of an Avuka. Because we're saying now, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, teaches us that one should not use an Avuka. So what is the definition of Avuka? So as the Mishnah Berurah explains the words of the Ramah, who's actually quoting a Maril, he's saying that not only if you took two candles and you connected them, is that considered an avuka, but even if you just, so to speak, wove them together, you braided them together, but they remained separate candles, that's considered an avuka. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the opinion of the Prima Gaudim, that even if you have two candles that aren't connected, but you're holding two candles together, that also is considered a situation of avuka. On the other hand, if we really look at the wicks that we have on all of our candles, it's a number of strands that are connected by wax being put on top of them. So the Achronim already say that that is actually not considered an avuka. The Tvushar says that that is not considered an avuka, because since all of these narrow, thin strips are connected together and it's just one flame, that's not considered an avuka, that's considered a ner. The Shulchan Aruch, as we just said, says that you should not use ner shel chalev because we're worried that the wax will drip on your furniture. And the same oil, we're concerned that the oil will drip. What is the halacha where if you don't have a regular candle, what should you do? So the Magen Avraham says, well, it really depends. Why is an avuka disqualified? If the reason is that you're concerned, as the Gemara just said, that with a big fire, with a torch, you may cause a fire in the house. So, b'di'evit, if you'll be careful, you could use an avuka. But if the problem with an avuka is that it can't be used in churim v'tzedakim, the light doesn't go in front of you, then you can't use an avuka even b'di'evit. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that if a person doesn't have the kind of candle that should be used for Bedikas Chametz, and he has an option either to use Ner Shel Chalev or Shel Shemen, or to use a Avuka, it's preferable to use the Ner Shel Chalev B'Shel Shemen. The Debre Tzinarov in the Shailos HaTshuvos Be'er Moshe Chelek Vov in the Kuntres Electric Simen Samach Gemel discusses the question about using a flashlight for Bedikas Chametz or electricity for Bedikas Chametz. And he says if we review all four reasons that we just quoted from the Gemara, why we should not use an avuka, why candlelight is better, all of them would teach us that we could certainly use electricity, because the fact that it can be put into churim v'sedakim is not an issue. You could bring a flashlight into churim v'sedakim. The fact that an avuka lights behind you, the light is behind you, by a ner it's in front of you, so too is the reason by a flashlight. The reason that it may cause a fire certainly doesn't apply by a flashlight. And the reason that the candle, the light, is not straight, it jumps around by an avuka, a flashlight also doesn't have that problem. And therefore, the Shar Mitzvah Ba'alocha in Chelik Gimel Simen Kuf Yud Aleph Saf Katan Dalet, as does the Debre Tzinarov, say they could certainly use a flashlight for Bedikas Chametz. On the other hand, I saw that the Marshag and the Shailos HaTshuvos Marshag Chelik Beis Simen Kav Zayin says that we should not use a flashlight for Bedikas Chametz. And his reasoning is very similar to what we began our shiur now with the words of the Chabina Rav. The Chabina Rav says if we learn our Gemara is teaching us that Bedikas Chametz is not just we use our haner only because that's what's going to accomplish the Bedikas Chametz in the most effective manner. But it's really based on the Pesukim that the Gemara quoted. And the Pesukim that the Gemara quoted, we spoke about a Ner
that's a ner of fire. Says the Marshak that he's not quite certain if a candle, if electricity is considered a ner. And if we see from the Psukim and our Gemara that the Gemara, Chazal, wants specifically to use a ner, electricity may not be considered a ner. Of course, many Paiskim disagree with this approach because we know that they did consider a flashlight, electricity, to be considered Aish. To the degree that it's reported that Reb Chaim Oizer and Reb Chaim Brisker, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, would make a Boyer Meir HaEish on Motzoi Shabbos, specifically on a flashlight or on electricity. If it wasn't considered Aish, certainly they could not make a Boyre Ma'oire HaEish on electricity. And therefore, if, as is the opinion of most Paiskim, electricity is considered fire, if electricity is considered fire, to the context, if somebody puts on electricity on Shabbos, he's over the malacha of Mavir. If somebody lights Shabbos candles and he has no choice, but the evidence he could use electric bulb, and he can make, as we just discussed, Bayer Meira Eish on Matzoi Shabbos on electricity. We would not necessarily agree with the Marshag who says that electricity is not considered fire. However, I did see that although, as we're discussing, the Paiskim do say it does make sense that we could use electricity for a flashlight for B'dikas Chametz, there's another issue. Because here, the Mishnah Berurah, when he discusses doing B'dikas Chametz in a room that has a lot of natural light, he says, and this is the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Zayin, quoting our Gemara, that says you can make B'dikas Chametz under a skylight, says, and the Mishnah Berurah, Aruba Mikri Mash Be'emtza Hagag, what's right under the skylight, Bo'adin Neged Chaloyin Shebeksolim, or right next to the windows, says the Mishnah Berurah, V'nafka Neged Aruba V'Neged Chaloyin Mamish Shesham Oyer Rav, only to a place where there's an abundance of light. V'filu, says the Mishnah Berurah, Neged Chaloyin Mamish, when you're going to make B'dikas Chametz next to the window, if there is no glass, a window that doesn't have a window pane, because the glass blocks the light. So now, if we're going to be using a flashlight for B'dikas Chametz, so there's a piece of plastic or a piece of glass at the front of the flashlight, and now the Mishnah Berurah says that glass or plastic are considered as if they block the light. However, there's a very famous Das Torah from the Marsham who quotes the Eish Avram, who says that was in the glass that they had in those times. But nowadays, the glass that we have is much more transparent, and the light that goes through the glass is perfectly clear. The glass in no way blocks the light, and therefore there is no problem if there is a glass around the light. And therefore, and that we know, Rav Shlomo Zalman felt that way, Rabbi Yosha felt that way, and therefore, even if we're using a candle, but a person's scared to use the candle itself, and they use like a glass. They put the candle in a glass insert, like we see that they use when people go to the chuppah. Or, as we're discussing, the flashlight has that glass cover. That isn't considered nowadays an issue that it should be considered a concern regarding the effectiveness or the ability to use a flashlight or an electric bulb for Bedikas Chametz. However, the Paiskim do all say, and the Sharmat Shion Balocha says this as well, and so that I see was the opinion of Rabbi Aaron Cutler, that there is no reason to, that L'chatchila, we shouldn't change the minig, the custom that has been in Klal Yisrael all these years. And all these years, we've done Bedikas Chametz to candlelight. We should continue doing Bedikas Chametz nowadays the same way as our forefathers did with a candle. However, say the Paiskim, in places where it's hard to use a candle, for example, a car where you don't want to bring a fire into your car, or under the bed, where, especially if your beds aren't high up, putting a candle under the bed could be dangerous, and not just dangerous, there's a concern that the person will not do the Bedikas Chametz properly, because he's not going to want to keep a candle under the bed for an extended period of time. There, say the Paiskim, certainly one should l'chatchila use a flashlight to do Bedikas Chametz in the places where the Bedikas Chametz will be accomplished more effectively by using a flashlight versus candlelight.